Well, good evening, Patriots. This is John Jacob Schmidt, Radio Free Redoubt, and this would have been episode 23-25, but I had quite an adventure today, a little misadventure, and we did pre-record Monday morning's morning commute, and so I'm going to air that tonight, but a little bonus for our listeners here. I thought this is a great prepper lesson, and so I have to make some confessions that I'm not happy about, some poor decisions that I made that completely annihilated today, and I was not expecting, and I'll go into all of that, but there's some lessons learned here, and let me just do that now. Early in the day, late morning, we decided to go to town because we needed some chicken feed and some other things. And I had taken the spare tire out of the car. You probably all already know where this is going. I had taken the spare tire out of the car because it's flat. I needed to air it up. So I set it to the side a couple days later, a week later. Time goes by. I don't get around to it. But I decide, well, actually, we don't have room to put the spare tire in there and the other things that we need to get from the store. We've got four brand new tires and never have issues with our tires. So I'm not going to worry about the spare. I'll just leave it there. And Lady Liberty says, I think we should take it. And of course I said, guffaw. It's ridiculous. We have brand new tires. We have good tires. We're good to go. Now, where we go for shopping, the town where we go is about 30 minutes away. We got about 3/4 of the way there, and all of a sudden we have a flat, and the car's going all over the road and get it to the side of the road safely. And sure enough, there's a screw in the tire, and we have a flat tire, and it completely shredded it off the rim. So there we are with a flat tire and no spare tire. I called the only friend that I have in the area that's close to where I am, about 15 minutes away. The next closest person I could have called is probably 2 hours away. So this awesome Patriot, amazing guy, great friend, he shows up in 20 minutes. He picks me up, takes me home. I grab the spare tire and the star wrench, and I air up the spare tire because I know it's flat. That's why I took it out. And it's not holding air. And air is just spraying out or gushing out, flowing out from around the stem. So the stem is broken, and it won't hold air. So I had left Lady Liberty heavily armed with a ham radio and with my cell phone. So she's on the side of the road, and we went back there, grabbed another tire that we had picked up, a used tire, but close to that size. And we were going to pull the blown tire off and take that and the new-ish tire and the spare tire, and then we realized that the star wrench will not work on these lug nuts because the hole is tapered, and so the outer body portion of the wrench on the star wrench, the socket, it won't go on. It won't go in deep enough to get on to the lug nut. It's a special wrench, and of course there is not one in the car that goes to those lug nuts. Searching high and low, there wasn't one. The only tire store open was Walmart Service Center. So I took, not unable to get the blown tire off, we just went up to Walmart and they repaired the stem and aired up the spare tire, the little donut tire, the tire of shame. And aired that up. I told him what kind of car we had, and he said, oh, this is what you need. And he handed me a socket, which is a double-ended. It's 5/16 on one side and 3/4 on the other side. Flip it around. Perfect. So we got back to the car, and the guy had handed me the wrong size socket. So back to the store, we went to an auto parts store and bought a 17 millimeter socket, which we found out is what we needed. Back to the car, pulled the tire off, ran it to Walmart. Oh, no, went back to the car, put the tire of shame on, and then limped it into town where they couldn't put our newish tire on the used tire because it was too old and it actually had started showing signs of wear. But all of that, and 6 hours later, and multiple trips to the car, to home, to the store, back to the car, back to the store, back to the car, we just got in. We just got in, and it's a mad scramble to get the live stream going and put this message out for you guys. So there's all kinds of lessons to be learned here. There are wildfires burning all around us, and we have been in bug out, keeping an eye on fires, gathering things that we would want to take, starting to orient our minds toward getting out of here. If this were an emergency situation where we have, where this was not just a trip to town, this was a fire evacuation, we would have just screwed ourselves. So, lessons learned. Check your spare right now. Make sure it's aired up. If it's not, then tomorrow, go down and get your stem fixed or get the tire repaired and air it up. Check all the air on all your tires. Make sure that your jack, that your correct star wrench, or if it doesn't take a star wrench, that the appropriate socket and breaker bar and everything that you need is in. Ops check your vehicles to make sure that you have everything that you need in order, tested, topped off, air pressure checked, spare in the trunk. This could have been, well, it could have been a fatal situation if this were a fire where we're like running for our lives and have something like that happen. So, awesome prepper. Here I am. I'm a prepper. I've got tools. I've got this. I've got my chainsaw. I've got my fuel. I've got batteries topped off. And I didn't have a doggone spare or a wrench to remove the lug nuts from this tapered down hole type of setup that's on the car. So all kinds of lessons learned. Now we have a good spare. Now we'll be shopping for a new tire. But anyway, I thought I would just share that with you because, man, we've got to check our stuff. We've got to stay on top of it and not procrastinate. And that's what I did. If I would have tried to air that tire, the spare tire up, the moment I took it out of the trunk, carried it over to the compressor, I would have realized, oh, it won't hold air. And I would have taken it down sometime in the week, gotten it fixed down at the tire shop that would have been open during the week, much closer to home. And it would have been, thrown in the trunk. And because that's the time when I also, went through all the tire related stuff. But I thought that the star wrench was what I needed, and it wasn't. So plenty of lessons learned there. Anyway, hope you guys will learn from those so you won't find yourself in a situation, especially with everything going on in the world. We've got to be self-reliant. That was a non-self-reliant moment. And fortunately, I was able to rely on some other people and businesses that were in business and were able to get everything taken care of. But that wiped out my ability to spend the afternoon working on the show, which I usually do on Sundays. So with that, we'll turn this over to the morning commute. You guys get a jump start on that. This will air tomorrow morning out of Spokane, at 7 a.m. Pacific time, the morning commute. So anyway, you guys have a blessed week. Stay safe and keep your eyes peeled, head on a swivel, and watch your six and all that other good stuff. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.